And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. House of Representatives still has not selected its leader after 11 rounds of voting. More from VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
We're waiting here in Washington for the new Republican majority to choose the next Speaker of the House in the U.S. House of Representatives, one of the most powerful people in the nation's capital. Now, a group of about 20 conservatives have consistently denied Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's bid to become Speaker for 3 straight days. And until they make a decision on who should serve as Speaker, the new Congress can't be sworn in, they can't legislate. Basically, an entire branch of the U.S. government is at a standstill. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
A candidate needs 218 votes to secure the job, and the House resumes voting Friday around noon local time. The United States will send 50 Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine as part of a new round of military aid to Kyiv, according to 2 defense officials speaking to VOA as part of a $2.85 billion aid package. During a cabinet meeting on Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the vehicles.
We are going to provide the Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, the United States, to the Ukrainians. And the Germans are going to provide the Marder infantry fighting vehicles that they have to the Ukrainians.
The Mexican military has captured the son of the imprisoned drug pin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Alleged cartel members responded to the arrest of Ovidio El Raton Guzman by paralyzing the city of Culiacan, carjacking residents and setting vehicles ablaze days before a visit by U.S. President Joe Biden to Mexico. This is VOA News. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI was finally laid to rest in the crypt at St. Peter's Basilica following a requiem mass attended by about 50,000 people. From the Associated Press, Karen Chamas reports.
After the funeral ended, the coffin was brought to the Basilica Grotto, placed first into a zinc casket, sealed, then placed into an oak one. A choir's hymn echoed in the crypt as the casket was lowered into the ground. The coffin featured Benedict's papal coat of arms, a cross and a plaque, noting in Latin that it contained his body. Sealed inside the casket alongside his body was a short document known as the Rogito, or deed, detailing the history of Benedict's life. The document gave ample attention to Benedict's historic resignation, citing the exact words he uttered in Latin when he resigned on the 11th of February 2013, the first pope to do so in 600 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
The corruption scandal at the European Parliament deepened this week as officials said that they would seek to lift the immunity of 2 more lawmakers accused of taking bribes from the Persian Gulf state of Qatar. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Italian member of the European Parliament's Andrea Cozzolino and his Belgian colleague Mark Tarabella are the latest European lawmakers caught in a corruption scandal that has rocked Brussels. Both men deny any wrongdoing. Following a year-long investigation, Belgian police last month raided offices and homes linked to current and former MEPs. They discovered around $1.6 million worth of cash. The President of the European Parliament has warned that the criminal proceedings are damaging trust in the EU and everything it stands for. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A U.S. warship sailed through the Taiwan Strait on Thursday, part of what the U.S. military calls routine activity, but which has riled China. In recent years, U.S. warships, and on occasion those from allied nations such as Britain and Canada, have sailed through the strait, drawing the ire of China, which claims Taiwan, against the objections of its democratically elected government. In a statement, the U.S. military said that the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer Chung Hoon carried out the transit. More than 30 graves at a historic Christian cemetery in Jerusalem have been found toppled and vandalized, jolting the Christian minority in the contested city. Israel's foreign ministry on Wednesday called the attack an immoral act as well as an affront to religion. For additional stories, visit our website 24 hours a day. For more